a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I had a few nights in Apollo Bay when we had our 2 weeks off.
Lovely.
And so we went down there on a Sunday, stayed Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And on that Sunday, had a lovely time. We had some great beach days. So the year before Apollo Bay, we had like 38 degrees the day we got there and then rain.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'll give Apollo Bay one more go.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does the same thing to us, then it's dead to us and we'll never even stop passing through. Ever again, Apollo Bay will cease to exist.
Yeah.
But it didn't. We had three solid beach days and then it was raining when we left. And so that makes it easier to come home. Do you know what else makes it easier to come home? Having a car that works.
We
got there on the Sunday, hit the beach, checked into where we were staying, and my mum and stepdad Anthony came down.
Aw, cute.
And we went out for dinner.
Yeah.
As we were leaving to go for dinner, I had the car switched on, the girls were in there, and then I was like, oh, God, I've left my sunnies or something inside.
Yeah.
And the key to the place we were staying was on my car keys.
Oh, yeah.
So I turned the car off, ran inside, grabbed my sunnies, run back outside, go to turn the car back on and nothing. Just within 30 seconds, gone from, we're running to, no, we're not running.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't turn over. Oh, God, what's going on?
Is it your car, is it a key turnover or is it a button push start?
It's a key turnover, but it's also a 2017 car. So it's not an old car by any stretch of the imagination. So it's fine, whatever. Okay. So, and the first thing I think is battery, because when you turn it over, nothing, like everything lights up, but nothing happens. Yeah. And it makes that anyway. So fortunately, Anthony was there. I've got jumper leads in my car because always just since being an 18-year-old driving a Commodore, you just always need jumper leads.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So always carry them with me. So he pulled his car in. Sure enough, bang, jump started it.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, all cool. Right.
Well, so we can go get dinner.
Yeah.
But when we parked to get dinner, turn the car off. Let's just give it a quick test, see if that's enough to charge it back up again. Nah, nothing.
Oh, that's exactly what you want.
Yeah, so we know, all right, we're going to have dinner and then you're going to have to jumpstart us. But also they're not staying in Apollo Bay. So they're going to come back to Geelong and leave us in Apollo Bay on this Sunday without a battery. What do you do in Apollo Bay on a Sunday night? Get a car battery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, I'll just call roadside assistance because we're not with RACV, but we have it with our car insurance. So I give them a call. No, we don't have any. No, we don't have any record of you having roadside assist. What?
Oh,
yeah. You don't have the hire car either. What? But I'm sure that's the package that we signed up for. Yeah. Turns out it wasn't.
Oh, no. God. You're probably going back to previous Tom. Mm. No, we won't need that.
Yeah. It's fine. I've got jumper leads. Anyway, so. So they jump-started us, got us back to our place.
Yeah.
And I called the servo that's sort of as you drive into Apollo Bay. I called and was like, do you guys sell batteries by any chance? No, we don't. You'll have to talk to these auto care guys in town. But they won't be open Sunday night. Oh, yeah, no, that's fair. Okay. Yeah. So we went to bed that night, woke up the next morning. I'm like, man, this is a great start to the holiday, but we're not going to let it ruin it for
us.
No. We are going to have a lovely time still. Mm. Took the girls for coffee, went for a walk. Fortunately, most stuff is within walking distance in Apollo Bay, including where this car place is.
Oh,
so I bought a shifter.
Yeah.
So I could do, because I got no tools in my car.
Yeah.
I've got jumper leads, no tools. And then walked, and then called actually first the auto care guys. They were like, yep, no worries. We've got the right battery for you. If you can bring the car to us, get someone to jumpstart you. But there was no one to jumpstart us. So I was like,
you couldn't literally wave anyone down or just say, hey.
We were in the side street. We're staying in a tiny, like we're tucked away in the back of Apollo Bay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I worked out where they were. 20 minutes walk from where we are.
Yeah.
Fine. But they're in an industrial park, like out the back of Apollo Bay. I'm like, God, that's going to be a bit of a walk. If I'm going to walk there, buy a battery and then carry that back and then hopefully be able to replace the battery in my car. No worries. All right. How am I going to do it? So I grabbed the pram. And I dragged the pram through like a paddock.
Yeah.
And found the right street and walked through like the back part of Apollo Bay, out the back of Apollo Bay, down a hill where there's more paddocks.
Yeah.
With an empty pram. people driving past like, what is this guy doing?
It's just him and his mate.
Do you know you've lost your child?
Yeah.
And I got there, had to wait a bit, spoke to the guy. He sold me this battery. It's obviously the right battery because he's checked on the database, whatever. And then I've strapped the battery into this pram.
Beautiful.
Because I'm not carrying a battery all the way.
Of course not.
And then I'm walking back through Apollo Bay with a car battery in a pram.
Amazing.
Just pushing it through and then get to the paddock they had to cross and I'm dragging it behind me through this paddock. Anyway, suffice to say, I was able to take the battery.
Oh, yes. Well done. I didn't say I didn't want to believe it would happen, but I didn't believe that would happen.
Carly had the same thing. She was like,
because you're not a mechanic or a guy that knows things.
I'm not a handsy guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I got back from Apollo Bay.
Well done, you.
Thank you, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay, now yesterday, you know, it's the first week back and we're just getting in the swing of things and I like to think that, you know, a bit of leverage. Everyone should get a little bit of
leeway.
Everyone should get a little bit because, you know, we're getting back into it and whatever, right? Mm. And as summer happens, a lot of people change up their gear. You know, you might be seeing more sandals than sneakers or boots and that type of thing.
So right? Are you suggesting that dependent on the weather, people will dress differently?
Yes, that's what I'm suggesting.
Dress accordingly.
Accordingly.
Yeah.
But also, you know, appropriate for the workplace that you're in.
Hmm.
Now, yesterday, and I know that you're a gym guy, and we know this, and you look great. And it all started with the T-shirts that were, you know, you were buying a size smaller to really accentuate.
How many T-shirts do you think I buy? how are you
size
not understanding?
Size smaller just to really accentuate the gains.
That I'm still wearing the same T-shirts.
Right? And that, I'm fine. You know, I've become accustomed to that. I bought you a nice white T-shirt for Christmas, which really accentuates, you know, your lats and your deltoids and all that.
You're just saying words. You're saying words.
But yesterday, I just think you've gone to a level and as a friend and as a co-worker, I need to just woo you back a little bit.
Okay.
You wore a muscle singlet into work yesterday.
Mm.
So, you know, singlets into work, okay. But muscle ones where they really just, you can see all your, what are they called?
Ribs.
Ribs.
Down the side.
Down the side.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So I wasn't sure. Is this workplace appropriate? Now, we put up a video on our socials yesterday.
You bloody stitched me.
How did I stitch you?
You walked straight into the office filming already.
And I said, are gym singlets work appropriate? Now, a lot of people have commented on this.
You made it sound like I'd walked from out of the gym and not sort of changed or anything and been sweaty.
No, I said a gym singlets work appropriate.
That's the way you make it sound, though, is that like I've just left the gym and come straight to work.
All right, well, let's take it to the... Okay, well, let's just give all the parameters.
Yeah.
And let's take it to the phones.
I changed into that gym
singlet. Oh, boy, that makes it even worse. That makes it even worse. So you went to the gym, worked out and thought, you know what? I'm going to wear this sexy singlet to work.
I'm always a basketball jersey guy at the gym, mate.
Yes.
Always basketball jersey.
Okay, so the basketball jersey hides more skin and more rib than what you were dishing out yesterday in the workplace.
Yeah, but it was going to be a hot day. We've had
so
a terrible
what?
Summer.
We work inside.
Yeah.
We work inside. Air climate controlled.
Do you know how we can settle
this? You're not trading on a rooftop.
Do you know how we can settle this?
Yeah.
As your line manager, shut up.
Okay, but... I see that, and I raise you, the community of people.
Okay.
5223295 Can Tom wear a muscle singlet to work?
I work in a studio where like it's literally just you for most of our day.
Yeah, and then you go out into the public realm, and everyone in the office was talking about it yesterday. Everyone in the office.
No, they
especially
weren't.
Tim from Drive, because you always give him hell for wearing Birkenstocks, and you were wearing slides and a muscle singlet.
Because he's got disgusting feet.
No, he doesn't.
5223295 Tell Loggy that she's not the boss. She's not the fashion fashion police. You're not the boss of my body. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
I'm just saying what's work appropriate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
And I want to set the scene for everyone, right? I want to say, think about this. Like, think about a 2009 vibe. We're going to Stereo Sonic with your mate Zzz. And this is Tom.
You blocked me on Facebook.
What's that, guys? Oh, well, yeah, we're going to have a meeting about what we're doing next week. Hang on, hang on. Let me just dance to this banger. Oh, yeah.
Can
see
I get
how
those...
my lats and delts work?
Can I get those reports on my desk in an hour? We need more toilet paper, guys. All right.
That is literally you yesterday. And I'm like, not work appropriate to have a muscle singlet on in the workplace. But let's go to the people. Let's start with Jody from Colac. Good morning, Jody.
Morning, Laurie. How are you? Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jodes. Be very careful, mate. I hope you're here to back me.
Oh, Tom. It's a straight no.
It's a straight no.
It's a straight no. You can't come to work in a muscle t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Tom.
You have pretty good knowledge of this as a particular workplace. And
I
you,
know.
You
I
reckon,
know the workplace.
You still reckon? You still think I can't do the no sleeves thing? Is it the no sleeves thing that's an issue, or is it the side down?
It's the ribs, I would suggest.
The whole package.
All right. Oh, well, you've dropped out there, Jody.
Nothing less, nothing more needs to be said there. What about you, Sandy in Torquay? Can you wear a muscle singlet to work?
Look, I mean, Tom, I'm curious to know. When you go to the gym, do the staff wear muscle tops?
Do the staff wear muscle? Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because as an ex-gym owner, we had a uniform.
Yeah.
There were no muscle tops in that uniform.
No, okay. You're right. It's more like little polo shirts that they wear. They roll
right.
around.
Right. See, that seems...
And,
generally.
Yeah.
That seems work appropriate, doesn't it, Sandy?
Another question for you guys. What about an interview? Would you be okay if someone came to an interview in a muscle top?
Yes, sir.
Mate, if that was their vibe.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to judge anyone.
No, sir.
I mean,
no,
then...
guys, you're wrong on this one, my friend. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Hey, look.
You've been told by a gym person as well.
I appreciate you letting me down easy there, Sandy.
Yeah. That's okay. Just go cry into your. Lats.
How about, okay, idea, right?
Yeah.
I'll wear a proper little polo shirt. Something nice.
You can wear
collar,
a normal t-shirt.
Nice
you can
little
wear
collar,
a normal
sort of. I'll do short sleeves, but I'll have a nice little collar. But I'll wear pants with cutouts.
No.
We'll have, which side do you want open?
No, oh God, that's like Sophie's Choice.
We go. It's up to you, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
One of the biggest comics in the world is in Australia right now, and he's starting a tour next month that brings him to Geelong, to Costa Hall. His name is Russell Howard, and we've got him on the line. Good morning, mate.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
We're good, thanks. Great to have you on the show.
You were in Melbourne a little bit earlier. You're planning on doing some sightseeing, although you've been here before.
Yeah, I'm just doing a bit of press before the tour. But yeah, I went for a little walk down the Yarra River yesterday, which was nice. I was watching all the rowers.
Yeah.
We don't really have rowers where I live in London. It was so cool.
Yeah.
It was like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
7 in the morning,
yeah.
And just watching all these sort of huge, beautiful people and their little... they had like a little man in the front of the boat, and I just couldn't get my head around him. Mm. I don't understand. I understand getting up if you're like 8 foot tall and having a lovely row, but if you're like 5 foot, I don't understand it. Do you know what I mean? Getting up at 6 in the morning just to shout at tall men.
In year 8, I went to a prestigious college in Brisbane, and I got asked to be a coxswain for the... for the rowing team, and I didn't take that opportunity. I did, however, develop into a massive coxswain.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
Did you jump in the Yarra for a swim at all? Because, you know, people do that here. It's a lovely little splash.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I'm terrified of everything. Australia.
No, don't do that. If someone tells you to do that, that is a lie, Russell. Please stay away from the Yarra River.
Yeah.
You are very, very busy. I mean, you're on tour, of course, but when do you ever stop? The podcast as well, Wonderbox, is doing great things. Can you explain what it's all about?
Yeah, so basically I interview people about the five things they love. So it's a different way of having a chat with people, really. So we had John Oliver, and he put a lemon poppy seed cake, which his sister made.
Yeah.
And it's very unusual to hear someone like John speaking about anything other than the sort of a political issue.
Yeah.
But he could remember holding his sister when she was newborn, and now she was in Paris making him this cake that was incredible. So it was this beautiful little conversation. That's why I like doing it. You get to see a different side of famous people, really. It's fun.
Your Netflix special, especially Lubricant, has just been, and that's your second one, has just been streamed. Mm-hmm. Over a billion views on social media as well. Of course, your YouTube channel goes bunta. How are you feeling? A lot of your jokes we know are about, you know, being able to laugh at yourself. And we know Ricky Gervais recently and his Netflix special copped a lot of flack, although it was then the number one special as well. How do you feel going into these Netflix specials? Do you always, it's a bit of a worry thinking, okay, this is going to be recorded. Normally my stand-up, you might say a cheeky joke here or there, but it's going to be streamed. Mm. People are going to be able to comment on it. Does it make you feel a bit different? Do you love doing the Netflix specials or do they freak you out a little bit?
Yeah. No, it's great. It's like making a record. That's kind of what it feels like. So you kind of, you spend a year, a couple of years really sort of honing a show, and then you get to whittle it down to an hour is the best. So I've got like 2 hours of stuff, I'd say. There's stuff that really works in America that doesn't work in England, and stuff that works in Sweden that doesn't work in England, but stuff that might work here. So it's about trying to select the best of the stuff that you've done throughout the year. It's really good fun. But trying to sort of put together the album, really, of all the singles you've written over the couple of years, you know?
I've just worked out why you're here 3-4 weeks early for your tour. You're just doing a little bit of, you know, testing what will work for Aussie audiences.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, I think Australia, what tends to happen, everyone sort of sees this country as a holiday and they do it at the beginning of the tour and it's like, oh, it's fine, I'll just knock it together. But this is at the end for me, so I'm recording the special in April, so it's really sort of tight.
Yeah.
But just getting to travel around and pop stuff in, that's what I love doing the most. Like, just there's so many different Australias as well. Mm. Like last time I was here, I did like a TV show, and it was incredible. I went yowie hunting. I went to Brisbane and hunted yowies with a lady called June. I did dunny racing. I spent time with some mermaids in Sydney, and I found out that apparently that there's people in Australia who are really keen on mermaids, and they're called merverts.
It sounds though that you just went to Byron Bay and had the finest quality grass that they could up to you though, Russell.
Imagine that you do a travel show and you don't have to go anywhere, you just just have a really good hit of something, and just imagine it. It'd be a lot cheaper.
It would be.
just take ayahuasca. I think I'm in the pyramid.
Please also don't take Sydney as a representation of all of us. I'm glad you know there's different Australias.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right, Russell, look, enjoy the few weeks that you've got before the tour starts. You do hit Geelong Costa Hall at the Geelong Arts Centre Saturday the 2nd of March. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at geelongartscentre.org.au. Chookers for the tour, mate, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.